Hello and welcome to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Welcome back, honeymooners. Listen, we are in for a treat because today we're talking about eagles on the earth. You know, I love this because there is a distinction between, you know, those that are in the world, but not of the world. There is a separation. And I'm grateful to be a part of that few that are chosen. And the only way that, you know, I became a part of that selected group of people, and those men and women of God, is because I show God that I could submit ye therefore to God and resist the devil so that he could flee. Now, that wasn't a one-time submission. It's a everyday submission, minute by minute, hour by hour, that I come back in and check in and say, hey, listen, do you want to be an eagle on the earth? And let's think about an eagle. They fly higher than any other bird. They're able to see things that no other bird can see. They have their sights set. So when I say I'm an eagle, I have my sight set on my vision. And so to be a visionary, it's like you have to be able to see every position. You have to, you know, be in close proximity with the custodian. You have to be in close proximity to the assistants and, you know, with those in different types of professions and those in a, you know, in the belly of career development. You also have to be in proximity with the estranged minds and, you know, those with, you know, mental health disabilities. Because when you come around all different types of people, and you can have a taste and a heart to love every group of people with, you know, a love that's pure, you know, because we all need each other. And that's the reason why, you know, Matthew chapter 5 kicks off and it says, blessed are the, you know, the poor in spirit, the needy in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. We all need the kingdom access. But when you come around the needy, I'm not just talking about the CEO, because the CEO has a need as well. They have positions that need to be filled. They need to be filled with integrity. You know, they need to be filled with people around them that aren't yes men, so that they can continue to be an eagle on the earth. And so that, you know, they can have their sights set on the vision. So when you come, you know, prepared to surrender all, be ready to channel into a different type of frequency. And there's a pathway inside of you that creates access to only your person. And when you tap into your authentic self, then you allow yourself to become that one thing that that CEO couldn't think about what they really needed. But through that access of you being your pure creative being, you come into a space and you allow the space to be saturated with your essence. And when you enter into a space with an eagle mindset, you are able to replace, you know, people having to have double, triple workload. Because, you know, you know, maybe the bosses didn't think that anyone was thoroughly equipped to, you know, carry out that particular duty. So they're weighing down personnel to do this thing that could take you 5 to 15 minutes to do. And now you've bottled this other person down with 30 minutes of work because they're not as creative as you are. You know, they may not have that personality that can draw people in. They may not be as self-assured as you are. So as they may be more analytical and second guessing themselves. When you feel it in your gut, you go with it. And you move with a different type of rhythm when you're an eagle. You know, you come into environments not to, you know, take away, but to add to. You're not a liability. You're an asset. And when you come into a space, you don't really have to ask anyone what their need is of you. You're just a space filler. You go around as eagles do and you hover over the space. And you find moments of opportunity to give yourself away. And, you know, and people will watch you like, well, I didn't really tell him or her what to do. They're just doing it. That's because you're creating the job description on site. Sometimes people don't really even know what they need. We can't articulate what we need when we've never seen it before. Because God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered in the heart of man what he's about to do with your life. So you sit back in your office or in your relationship and you wait for one person to take the wheel and you're not collaborating and you're not going into a space to partner with, you know, those wise minds, those people that are self-disciplined. You need to be in association with a person that you admire. And a person that you aspire to become. It's time out for, you know, laying low and saying, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. When God puts eagles in front of you, you have to know that it's your time, it's your season, it's your reality to soar in that moment in present tense. Don't keep pulling from past experiences where you have to continue to remind yourself, back in my day, back in my time, back when I did this, I was the guy, I was the girl, you know, I had the accolades. Well, I'm telling you, you are gifted with the accommodations to be an eagle on the earth. Now, as an eagle, you need less people speaking into your life and telling you who you are. You don't have to go into a room and fetch a compliment. You don't have to go into a space and try to get that boss or that person of authority to be on your good side and to seek out friendship. You may not need that boss to be your friend. Maybe that person may not have a heart for you. They may have an evil agenda. So here you are and you go and you collaborate with them. And God only probably wanted you to connect with the person in the cubicle next to you. And that person could honor you more and y'all can come and create a business that creates way more flow, way more momentum than the company that you're working for. But if you are intimidated by a person that is set apart, by a person that's creative, by a person that's living a life with no limits, they're just living their life like it's golden. you could be removing your opportunity to be an Aaron to a Moses. There was a reason why God gave Eve to Adam. Partnership. Where two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. Find your sweet spot. God, why did you put me in this facility? Why this office? I don't care if a person looks kind of strange or odd. I promise you, someone in a space has been gifted to edify you and to trim off the fattings of lying, deceit, betrayal, the idea of giving just enough to give to get by. You can get next to that person that may not look like much, but that person can create a fire in you and light your flame again. But you won't be able to find these egos and to appreciate who God has put on the earth as light and salt of the earth. It's because you may have counted yourself out and say, well, I need to wait till I hit the gym. I need to wait until I get this degree. I need to wait until, I continue to build over here. Then I'm going to connect. What if you only have 5 years left? What if you only have 5 years left to secure your household? And if God had the idea, to make you a multimillionaire, but because you refuse and refrain to show up in a way to put yourself in a position to win, you lose out on the opportunity and all you know is struggle. Don't be dismayed if, when your child comes in and comes with this boldness inside of them to say, I'm chasing my dreams. I'm going to be a little bit more radical. I'm not going to be as traditional as my family members. I'm going to shake this place up and I want to shift this atmosphere. Why? Because there's something inside of people who are eagles. They just continue to get up. They get up even after the self-sabotage. They get up even after they're defeated. They get up even after a loss. Why? Because everyone deserves a champion. At the school I work for, we say that every student deserves a champion. But you also deserve a champion. And your champion is the eagle. And I know you know that one man, that woman, or that boy or girl. Because your champion, it doesn't matter their gender. It doesn't matter their age. It doesn't matter what they look like. If you are around someone that is inspiring, then I need you to humble yourself and say, where do you get all of this enthusiasm? How do you plan? How do you create something from nothing? How do you have this longevity of creativity? Because, I want to go on my journey of exploration, but I'm afraid. But I don't see any fear in you. I don't see this hustle culture in you. Why not? Because when you find an ego, they're a disruptor. And in their disruption, they're going to create a different type of career path. A career path where they're not going to have to do as much to keep their bills paid and keep the lights on, because God knows that inflation is on the earth. So God was like, okay, you remember that vision I gave you? You remember that idea I gave you? You remember that one word I put on your heart? Move with that sound. Move with that direction. Take heed to my guidance. That is what's going to sustain you in a famine. And those people moved. They let go of what they had going on to let God move in their lives. So don't just champion the people that's on your phone or on, you know, on the news or the people that's from afar. You have people that are eagles right where you are. And you ignore them because they rub against your insecurities. And really, that's your real identity knocking at your door and say, hey, open up. God has dropped off a package inside of you. And I want you not just to look at the gift wrap. I want you to open me and explore the gift of God. Because when you open that package, you get to see God's treatment for his intentionality for your life. God already knows what you aren't good at. He already knew that Moses had a speech problem. But he didn't allow that to stop Moses from being one of the greatest leaders of all time. And because Moses trusted his God, he was able to speak up of what that deficit was. Like, hey, God, hey, listen, you know, I'm for you. I'm not against you, but I'm going to need some help. And guess what? God sent help. But what I'm letting you know is your help is sitting where you are. Your help has been sent. You have sent ones exactly where you are. But I need you to reimagine God doing a thing for you over and over again, but you comprehend it not. And the reason we can't comprehend that, you know, we could be a business owner, that we could be an entrepreneur, or we could be a helpmeet to someone else's, you know, dream or goals and still create a six-figure salary for ourselves is because if it don't have us stamped over every opportunity, we don't want it. If we can't look the biggest and the best, we won't come underneath someone's authority or leadership and say, listen, it's not even about me. I'm just a student to life. I'm just here to learn. I want you guys to know that when God shifts me from environment to environment, I always study the leadership of the men and women in the room. Because my, you know, one of the titles that I hold is to be a leader. So to be a leader, you first have to study leaders. Now, to study a leader, I can't go and crawl up in a corner because this leader may be more accomplished, more established, and may be thriving in an area. No, I come closer to see how they manage, you know, the chaos, the confusion, and the workload. Because I know that what God is asking me to do is not easy, but I'm not going to sit back like everyone else and stand back and watch the leader sit there and try to lead and, you know, try to rally and gather us all around and be like, well, that has nothing to do with me. That's not my vision. That's not my dream. No, I step in because the Bible says you reap what you sow. So when I'm in a position of authority, I want the sheep that's around me to step in, give a helping hand. Why? Because I don't mind it if they're mightier than I am here on earth. Because that won't take away from my ego vision. That won't take away from my crown. It won't take away from my eternal life. But I refuse to sit on my couch and waste away. Waste away my time. Waste away the opportunity to learn and to relearn again. And to give myself an opportunity to investigate my woman until I can truly answer the question, who am I really? So the encouragement is, even though I'm announcing that I'm an eagle, be not afraid. Because you have all that you need inside of you for you to stand on who you are. But if you can't stand yet, that's okay. If you can't stand who you are, that's okay too. But go find someone that's loving on themselves. Because energy is contagious. If you step away from the people that's bickering, if you step away from those that are staggering between identities and, you know, fumbling through identity confusions, and you stand with the people with a made up mind, you can undress next to that person because you've studied that person. Whether you agree to it or not, we all watch people. And if you observe this person, if you've seen them handle adversity upon adversity upon adversity, attack upon attack upon attack, you've seen them be forgotten, forsaken, abandoned, rejected. You've watched them enough to say, listen, I respect that character of that person. Come into agreement. Hey, I have a weakness here. I'm exposed, but listen, I'm intrigued. Pay the compliment and become and level up because you truly want it. And I know that when you go home, you settle down, you can sit in a place and see all of this adversity coming from you, coming for you, for your household. And you're like, why am I having blow after blow after blow? Because God is calling you higher. Where you are is where pigeons should be. You have to come up a little bit more. Elevation matters. Because when you elevate, you promote yourself with encouragement to keep going. So I'll let you guys in on this. Like, just because I started a podcast, that doesn't mean that God hasn't asked me to do the next big thing, right? And I'm like, you would think that he would be satisfied with this. God was like, no, I see what you're hungry and thirsty for. You want stability? Let me stabilize you, honey. And how I plan to do that, you're going to have to be uncomfortable for a few years. Yeah, I'm going to have to stretch you. But listen, if you can give me these solid few years right here, guess what? Money won't be an issue. You'll be able to, you know, make deposits in people's accounts. You'll be able to give out grants. But listen, you got to be uncomfortable right here. And what will honey do? I will go find another eagle that I'm fascinated with, that shares my values. And I'm like, listen, this is the direction that God has taken me in. And I see you on your trajectory, and I want to just take a page out of your book. I want to study you, but not to slow you down. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come alongside of you, and I'm going to work for free. Why? Because it's not about trying to earn a wage when I'm trying to become the rest of my woman. See, you have to be able to give 1 to 2 hours, you know, a day or 4 hours a week to become a new version of yourself. And if you don't have time to be a better person, shame on you. And the reason I say I will do things for free, because that person may have went to college, school, or whatever. And so I do need to carry the bag. I do need to treat it like an internship. No one owes us anything. And when you are ego, you're not looking for a pity party. You want to honor this person and say, listen, I would love to pick your brain. Can I buy you some tea? Can I buy you some coffee? Can we go for a walk? Can I do your favorite thing with you and I pick up the tab? Then you'll get people talking. You'll get people interacting. But don't be so full of yourself that you forget that God has a blessing with your name on it. And if you receive, what God has for you is on you. So these past few weeks, I've been able to watch my daughter move. And in that monitoring her, I get to see my daughter get up again and again to put more effort, you know, on the line every single day to become her highest version of herself. And when I watch this, it's incredible because I was once her cheerleader. And I'm still am on those events and I, you know, drop nuggets here and there. But my daughter is not a person that you can shower her with so much praise and affirmations, because that can make her feel small, because it's like, okay, I'm calling you up before you've taken your next 10, 20 steps. Right? As long as I compliment her when she takes the steps, she feels like she's earned that compliment. She can see why I'm complimenting her. But if I compliment her too soon, sometimes it comes off as, oh, you know, you're just doing that because you're mom. But when I see my daughter dig within herself to be a better young lady, academically, as a leader, she's the vice president of her school. And I get to watch her on her sports teams. She is just not a fly on the wall letting the moment pass her by. She's engaged. She is a voice. She is visible. She is a present help. She is a help meet. And so, you know, when she was, you know, young, she would watch me in the back seat. She would never say nothing, say anything. And I would be, you know, preparing myself for my day, talking to myself, affirming myself. And she would watch me every single day. And I will look in the rearview mirror and I'm like, daughter, what are you doing? And her response is, I'm watching you. This girl has studied my flow, my rhythm, and she has taken what God has given her. And I'm seeing God amplify my person in present tense and take my daughter in her younger years to places that my eyes haven't seen. All because she was willing to study, to observe, to relate to someone that piqued her interest. And then she came into agreement with, if she can do it, I can do it. And so I get inspiration from my children, right? I have my son who has a birthday at the end of this month, you know, and my son in his early years, he struggled a little bit with education. He wasn't really taking it serious. My son just thought he came to school to be cool and to have fun because sports was all that he had on his mind. But I've seen my son slow down to really take academics seriously. And now he's in AP classes, and I get to sit back and say, God is good. He's such a good God because I get to watch my kids face what challenges them. That's better than all the medals they've won. It's better than my son going to the Junior Olympics. There is nothing better than inner growth and watching your kids take off with a growth mindset. So I just don't celebrate my kids for what the world say is good accolades. I celebrate them for being willing for God to tune an area of weaknesses. And so I clap my hands and I applaud and I let them know that I see you. I see you digging deeper. I see you earning your wings. I see you earning your stripes. I see you becoming the impossible for your generation. And it makes my heart happy. But how did they learn how to soar? It's because I was not afraid to be an eagle. So when you are an eagle, you understand that what you have your sights on, others have their sights on you. And so when you're doing all of this hovering above, you have to keep in mind that what God is blessing you with, sometimes it could just be to remodel other people's mind and renovate their hearts. It may not be that we all will be, you know, have the six figures, but if you can change people to become a better version of themselves, you have done your job. If people are better because they know you or they've been connected with you, that is all God is asking for. You have planted the seed. Now let them go so they can have their seeds watered. I truly love it here. I used to be a person that had a pigeon mentality. I would wait for an eagle to invite me into their office or to invite me into that conference room. No. I had to stop thinking like that because the world was not, you know, waking up that day and say, hey, I want to create opportunity for honey. I had to go take an opportunity, create a moment for myself. So when I sat down in interviews, I gave direction. They're like, okay, do you have any questions? That was my opportunity to share, you know, my vision and to enlarge the company's vision and to share my ego vision. I'm like, hey, listen, hey, think up. And that's how I got in rooms. That's how I stay in rooms is because I'm like, hey, have you considered this? I'm not afraid to go to higher ups and say, listen, our system is broken. Now, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of trying it this way? I would like to present a different option. Hear me out or don't. But at least I'm willing to contribute. Why? Because I've studied you, leader. I've watched you. I've long suffered with you. I've been gentle. I've been kind with you. So in that co-labor, I want to give you some tools that will take you to a higher level. And so if you really want to inherit your promise, come out of your way and meet with an eagle. Because I promise you, they will have a stillness like that you have never seen before. They will receive a level of respect from God, and they will have favor from God and man. There is nothing that you can do to an eagle. You can't even reach an eagle. We're on a whole different level, right? We have assigned angels, right? And so we are protected. And so when we know that we are protected, we're not worrying about if you're worldly, if you got all these things going, because we protect ourselves. We go to that throne room, to that mercy seat, to cover ourselves in a kingdom wardrobe, in that kingdom armor. So we don't get, we're not afraid of darkness. Darkness bows because darkness knows who we are surrendered to. So connect. I don't care if your eagle is a pastor, if your eagle is a first lady, connect, be restored, be redeemed, be refined, because this is our time to become. So become with me. It has been my pleasure speaking with you and sharing life with you. I pray that you don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment, because your time is now, and you have now and later to become. But start now. And who am I? I am God's queen. I am called. I am chosen for such a time as this, because you matter. I matter. We matter. And I'm Queen Lady Honey, serving God the best I can on his podcast, Here to Grow. And in closing, I like to freestyle. So God, have your way. And as you have your way, I make room. I know that there is another closed door that has been unanswered. And I apologize for stalling, for, you know, taking many steps when I see that you want me to have a quantum leap. But God, I ask for you to speak at that squeaky, sneaky door that has me trapped inside. God, remove whatever is on the inside that divides me in the sunlight. Your word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Remove the instability. I proclaim that you shall have access and full access and no more closed doors. I will no longer be on the defense, but I will be on the offense, celebrating, collaborating, and collecting your people as a fisherman does. Have your way with me, God. I am your queen, Lady Honey. To all, stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.